Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, JP. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Brett, did the lights go down any further in here, or is that it? I don't know if I got a migraine.
That's the bottom of the bottom.
Is it really?
Thing, huh? Next step off.
Oh, I think we could do a smooth jazz show if we need really low lights.
Yeah, dude. I'll take... Don't do that.
Put on that light over there.
What light?
Check this out on TV, you guys. Look at this. Your smooth jazz favorites.
Yeah.
We could change it right over. Play some Jeff Lorber and Spyro Gyra.
I will totally turn into Venus Flytrap right now. No
this
problem.
This is kind of cool, actually.
It doesn't suck.
This isn't horrible.
For me, I feel like somebody's stabbing me in the temple.
Bone TV just became like this dark hole.
Did it really?
I can't see it, but I can imagine. I'm just loading up my browser now.
Monica, can you see it?
I can't see Squadoosh.
Okay, so we got to turn the lights back on.
Oh,
all right.
So nice.
Tell me about it.
You play all your mellow favorites today?
Just
the low lighting?
Honestly, listening to your voice like that is making my balls vibrate.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It's Madeline. Is that weird?
It's very weird. I don't know how one connects to the other, but you guys are pretty close, so maybe that's how that works.
The yelling.
It's like you're hungover, JP.
I'm not hungover.
A little bit.
I've had this for 4 days. It just keeps getting a little bit worse every day.
Do bright lights. So bright lights, that's why you wanted the lights down. I think you have that flu that's going around.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a flu.
Yes, Monica. Monica sounds like Delilah.
Yeah.
This is my dub voice.
Delilah, when you have the flu, what should you do?
Take it easy, JP. Rest.
I don't have the flu.
Low lights, cool room.
Jesus, great.
Low lights in a cool room I can do.
Calm.
That's not bad.
Inhale. Slowly exhale.
I was trying to meditate before. It wasn't working. I was more concentrating on the pulse that my head has.
Yeah. In your balls now that Roger's talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them vibrate.
What's going on, James Ingram?
Let the coolness.
How are you?
Let the coolness flow through your vertebrae.
Yeah. I'm just cool. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. Just letting JP know that you're going to be all right, my brother.
I am going to be all right.
I think we just found a new format for JR.
I think so, too.
He can be pretty good. He'd be the nighttime smooth jazz Venus flytrap.
Call himself J.R. D. Williams.
Yeah. That was Spyro Gyra. This is,
Was that really Spyro Gyra?
Yeah, it was. Oh, listen
to this. Is this Peebo Bryson? Because you know he's in there somewhere.
This is the guy sitting next to you.
James Ingram?
JR?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no second chance.
This is really him?
This is relaxing.
With Patty Austin.
I used to love this song.
I was about to say, I'm like, he sounds kind of like a woman.
When all your problems melt away.
Come on, Jay.
We're here for you. It's the smooth bone.
I'll give you a smooth bone.
Oh.
All right,
how's that smooth bone feel?
Are we done yet?
Until it goes away, JP.
It's not going away.
See, JP, you have to wallow in this. Accept it. This is helping you.
I just took a handful of pills. I have no idea what they are.
In the soothing voice of James Ingram.
That's always the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Just grab the first thing you see.
Just a handful of random pills out of a candy bowl of pills.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
One's got to work.
Could be Tylenol, could be Viagra.
One's got to work.
If it's Viagra, you guys are in trouble.
Could be dog medication. Could be anything.
Could be.
Yeah. Just because.
All right, we're good now.
So if you're having a stressed day, now you feel stressless.
That's not entirely
relaxed.
You know what the real prescription for this whole thing is?
What, Delilah?
Three hours of talking on the radio. It's perfect. It's just what you need.
Sure is.
That's what's good. And This is what's good.
All right, can we stop now?
Smooth jazz in your hood.
Please, turn the lights on and, you know, come on.
And do what?
What would you like to do, JP?
Go home. To be honest with you, we got to do an interview after the show. We got to go to meetings after the show.
Yeah.
See, you can't think of it. One step at a time.
We have to argue with them over some nonsense game that they want us to do.
Right.
Like,
yeah, we'll talk to them quietly.
I'm not going to be able to talk to them quietly. You know that. That's a fallacy.
You're audibly in pain. I can tell from your just from your voice. I can't even see you, but you're audibly in pain.
Yeah. It doesn't end. 4 days.
Ah, now we're back.
What was that?
There we go. Regular lights. Oh, my God.
Right for me.
I don't understand the people. Like, you go in studios and they have the lights completely out and all you can see is the board lights buzzing a little bit.
Right.
I've never understood that. I like them bright. I want them on.
You know, and I usually do, too. I usually don't mind it, but it's like my eyes, everything is like...
But I used to do overnights, and I'd have one of these nights when I first started on radio, do midnight to 6 a.m., and that's just the loneliest shift there is.
Yeah, we all did it.
Right? Yes, and you put on the music, and maybe it's around 3, and 3 to 4:30, 5 o'clock. 3 to 5 is really tough, especially 4 to 5, though. But say, and maybe you turn the lights down thinking, I'm just going to, like, close one eye at a time and get some rest while songs are playing and that kind of thing. And you try to, and it is so mellowing to turn lights down that you have a hard time just talking like a normal person.
Right.
Like when we turned the lights down, it was hard to talk out loud. It seemed too loud just because of the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really weird how it controls you like that. And I tried it, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to work. I ain't going to doze off.
No.
So it'll,
you guys can wear a little
Oh, no, Super Tramp just scratched. What am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't help. You can't do it. You can't do it at work. You can't have really... I mean, I've seen some people with low lights in their offices, though. I don't know how they do it.
That was a quality sneeze right there. Bro, did you send me the audible, the article?
I don't want the mist to come over by me.
Good luck with that.
Blow it up back at you.
Did you send the article? Didn't the guy, like, his head blow up because he held in a sneeze or he blew his throat out or something like that? Did you send me that?
No, I did not send that one.
Oh, yeah. It was around.
It was something on some guy held in
a sneeze.
And apparently, like, his whole throat exploded or something
like that.
Something bad.
There's supposedly like 180 or 200 miles an hour it comes out, so there's no reason to hold it back.
Something bad enough that caused it to make national news happened.
Yeah.
I just saw the headline, but I think it's like his throat, something with his throat exploded or something. That was it.
And that was Brett.
I was there.
Brett was there again. Brett live on the scene. He was there when the guy's throat exploded.
If I don't have the audio, it didn't happen.
And you're everywhere, so as we proved yesterday.
So crazy.
He's like God.
I don't know how I do it.
But you're so dedicated to your job.
Oh, yeah, man. He ruptured his throat by trying to hold back his sneeze. Oh, God.
And you're
the picture
not supposed
to. A guy, like, sneezing with all his spittle and spray coming out of his mouth.
I do it all the time.
No, you can't. You have to, because I've listened to girls who, like, if they do it the dainty way, and it's all like, yeah, and it's a little, it barely makes a noise, and it's all high-pitched.
Mm.
I got to let that stuff fly, man. It's You have to.
Do you know anybody who does that, like, I'm usually a one or two sneeze tops guy. But you have those people that'll sneeze like, achoo, achoo.
Oh, I'm a triple achoo. Girl every time.
And like eight times. It's like, all right, enough, ready.
I do four.
You're a four guy?
Yesterday.
Susan's a six.
Ooh.
She does it all the time. All the time.
That just gets annoying.
She gets me, too. I'm watching TV. She's like, oh, God bless you. And she keeps going like, oh, right. I got to wait.
How many God bless?
And I wait. It's like six.
How many God blessers do you have to give?
Oh, I just stop after the first and I wait for the final.
All of them.
Okay, good? Good.
You don't say God bless you to all of them?
Yes, you do.
Six times? So if JR sneezed six times, you would say God bless you six times?
Because I don't know if that's his last one. So you just got to keep going until it is the last one.
Just wait and see.
Can't you just look at him and be like, it's not his last one. I'm going to hold off.
No. You gotta do the all of them. Otherwise, why even bother with one of them?
You're really committed.
I mean it.
She should be committed.
He holds in his farts. When he sneezes, he can let them fly. That's all I care about.
Do you really think he holds in his farts?
He does. He so does. And the other day, we were in the middle of a conversation, like we were talking. And he was talking, and he was, like, walking out the door. I'm like, what's he doing? And he goes, hang on. And he leaves, and I was like, I thought something happened. And he comes back in, like, a while later, like, minutes and minutes later. Yeah. And I was like, what happened? He's like,
I had to do a lap.
Yeah. And he was like, it was bad. I had to, like, do, like, three laps. And I'm like,
you didn't want to drag the mist into the studio.
I was so happy. I was
somebody got crop dusted that day. Real bad.
Monica, be honest. Have you ever farted in the studio?
No, have I never, ever. I swear to you. Never.
Have you ever farted in your life?
It's disgusting. I mean, maybe, but...
You spend a lot of hours
in there.
What do
you mean, maybe?
Excuse me.
No.
Brett was there.
I remember.
Real
life.
Real life audio. Brett was there. My goodness, Monica. How do you not remember that? That was forceful.
Gross.
My goodness. Yeah, this guy, I just found the thing about the guy who tried to pinch his nose, pinch and close maneuver, a 34-year-old guy, and he sneezed, tried to hold it back, and he felt a popping sensation in his neck. His neck swelled up. Unable to speak or swallow, he went to the ER, and he explained to him that he, you know, held back the sneeze. And it turns out the sneeze ruptured his pharynx, the membrane-filled cavity right behind the mouth. So I guess, right back there, the loose skin back in here, behind your jaw, and it developed air bubbles in his neck called crepitus. And he got crackling sounds. They put him on a feeding tube, gave him antibiotics. He was discharged a week later.
He got his voice back and everything?
Holy crap. Yeah. It was just a physical thing of the membranes here. That is sick. All from holding back a sneeze. Let it out. I have one of the loudest sneezes. I know this, but I have to let it out. It's just...
Hey,
I laugh every time.
It always seems like when we're on the air, you sneeze.
Yeah. Who, me?
No, Roger.
It does happen. Yeah, it happens once in a while.
The one I just let fly was a doozy.
Yeah, that was a good one. Too.
Hey, that's a rarity for you. Roger seems to do is like, and take it and like, we'll do the top 10 or something like that.
And JP's talking, I go off mic, like,
you know what's funny? I had no idea he even does that.
Yeah.
I had no idea
he even
does
so
that.
It's happened so many times.
I swear to God.
I sneeze over here and it's not in the studio. Brent starts laughing.
It's never during commercials or a song. Never.
Hey,
just more on the air.
Frank online too. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, fellas. About a month ago, my wife drove me out yard selling and on a Sunday. And we're, you know, hitting a yard sale. And this guy stops from the table, turns around and walks right in front of me. And I pause. I step back so I didn't walk into him. And he sneezed at the same time. And I just, I said, bless you, brother. And he looks up at me and he kind of turns his head as he's walking by. Gives me the nastiest look. Like, no thanks. Don't want it. Don't need it. And I'm like, sorry. Oh, man. I mean, I didn't even say God bless you. I said, bless you. It's like, what? Excuse me, man. You about tripped over me. I about knocked you down, and then you want to be rude just because somebody's trying to be polite. I mean, people just, what the hell, man?
I know. I know.
What the hell?
I mean.
You're right.
Good day, guys.
Take care.
See you later.
Adios.
Some people just need a beating. They just do.
That's the miserable people. Like, no matter what happens, any part of that day, any part of the week, or even year, I would venture to guess, the person's just not happy, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Miserable.
And I hate that. There's nothing you can
do. I did it again yesterday. I get so mad. When I hold the door for somebody, I find women will be the ones that won't say thank you, and I want to trip them.
Rude. Well.
Like, I immediately want to trip them. Like, it's very, very, if it happens 10 times to me, 9 out of the 10 times it'll be a woman.
Well,
it'll be a woman
really?
That doesn't say thank you. And that, for whatever reason.
I feel like I've had it with both. But I do feel like the guys, it's almost like a bro thing where like,
right.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for all the time.
Hey, man, thanks.
Yeah. I feel it's a little more meaningful for
you know,
a guy.
Especially if, okay, so, you know, if someone's walking in the same time as you, you open up the door, they go in, everything's fine. Mm. But if you hold the door and somebody say like, you know, 10, 15 feet away, but you're just doing the right thing, you're holding the door. And they'll, like, kind of start walking fast or maybe even a slow jog and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Women will never do that.
What? Whoa. I do that
women
all the time. No,
women don't do that.
Yes, I feel bad that the person's waiting for me. You got to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. I jog it. Fake jog.
Yeah, fake jog.
Fake jog.
Yeah.
The other night,
I'm not sure if Roger's capable of a real jock.
Wait a minute.
So he'll do the
thing. I cross in the street and somebody stops for the crosswalk and I go... I do that. Especially if it's downhill. I got a good jog going.
Just sitting there like, oh, why did he stop? Just go. I don't want.
Yeah, just because I don't have the jog.
I don't want a fake jog.
No cardio. I had a situation the other night. I played poker Friday night, and me and a guy came up the door at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the outside regular door. So I opened it up for him. He's like, hey, thanks, bro. We walk in. And then, of course, there's the first door you got to get buzzed in. So he opens that for me. I'm like, oh, thanks, bro. We go in, and they got to wait for that to close before the second one, right?
Okay.
Closes. Then I open the third one for him, and he goes, and I go, when's this going to stop? He goes, you got to go to the bathroom? He goes, I'll hold the door for you.
Right.
It just goes back and forth. Like, Thank you, bro. It was a little much in like 5 seconds.
Hey, Cliff on line one. What's going on, Cliff? How are you today?
Hey. How you guys doing? Hey, did you ever read a book by Dan Rather? His autobiography is called The Camera Never Blinks.
No. Never read it.
I had a mass media survey class I'd taken in college, and we had to do a book report, so that was suggested. Anyway, so, you know, you're talking about being radio, having to work the crappy hours and stuff. It was when he grew up in Texas, and he was at some little country radio station, and, you know, sweeping floors, doing whatever, filling in. Well, on Sundays, they had these pressed, 33s of some sermon or whatever. All he had to do is go in, read a couple of jingles, put the record on, let it play, then flip it over. Mm-hmm. So he was doing that, but he figured out he had it timed where he could go down to the little, you know, local Greasy Spoon and eat breakfast and make it back in time. It was set his watch, whatever. So he kind of started getting sweet on one of the waitresses. And then, I got a couple more minutes. You know, I can push the envelope here and still get back in time to flip that record over. Hear that ass on it. Well, lost track of time one day, and I guess they were calling around trying to find him. Somebody said, well, I think I know he goes down to this restaurant. They called him. Whoever was on the other line started screaming, you better get back. Well, he noticed the time, and he'd been gone like probably 20, 30 minutes extra.
Oh, my God.
He's hauling back to the radio station. Well, in the meantime, the needle on the record got stuck.
Oh, no.
So for the last 20 or 30 minutes, this one phrase was going out over the air from the sermon. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. The story has to be over.
Thank you so much.
There's the awards music.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan Rather, DJ Story.
All right.
Very good. Wow. Mm. Well, that was a good one.
Right.
That story could have been Twittered. Like, it could have been, if that was Facebook, and he could have just Twittered it.
Well, sometimes you get the Facebook version, and that's all right.
Nobody likes the Facebook version.
But that's what happens. Brett gets wiki-wiki on the ones and twos, and next thing you know, you're getting played off the stage.
That's right.
I honestly, the pills they gave me, I have no idea what I took.
You really don't know?
I have no idea.
Responsible salespeople? Suggest these for
no,
you?
No, the irresponsible sales assistant.
Oh, boy.
You guys are finally up?
Jenna?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
It's creepy in there. It's really creepy. Like, please turn up the lights. It's really freaking me out.
Yeah, I'm just looking now.
Stop. Fred, stop. Stop. Oh, no. It's scary.
Fred's pawing at the camera.
It's that look, no. Turn up the lights, man.
All right, Brett. I mean, it looks pretty bright on my laptop. It seems okay.
Stop scared.
All right, we'll work with the lighting. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.